There's a boat that's leaving soon for New York City. That's the end of Porgy and Bess, and that's the end of my historical segment today, the classic Miles Davis Gil Evans adaptation of George Gershwin's opera Porgy and Bess, a remarkable album, actually, and it has gained a classic status over the years as critics appreciate that what was accomplished here was an grasping of the mood and the emotion of the opera, as well as just the notes. And the improvisation and the playing there is really quite unbelievable. I hope that you enjoyed that. As I said, I don't usually play a whole album that's 50 minutes long, and even with a break in the middle, that's a fair piece of time here out of our show. But I just cried out to be done when I couldn't figure out what tracks to pull out in order to get the time down. Porgy and Bess, thanks for that. And it's got us into our last hour today. And sometime around here, I need to be able to tell you exactly where we are and what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Robin. And yes, stay tuned for great community radio still to come on this and all the other shows here at this great little station. And this program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays and streamed live at ckuw.ca, archived there at ckuw.ca as well. Well, it's now 12:13, but 3/4 of an hour or so left, so let's change the mood and change the style and get back to the 2020s, if you will. There's a new album, fairly new album, by saxophonist Jason Robinson. And it's called Ancestral Numbers. And it's interesting. I've mentioned before that he's paying tribute to his specifically his grandmother, but also the other members of his forebears. And he comments on the fact that he is the latest in the line of a mother who was born at age seven, a mother who gave birth when she was 17, and a grandmother who gave birth when she was 17, which means that his grandmother was 34 when he was born. And he said the advantage of that is he really has got to know a whole bunch of his ancestral numbers, if you will, and his forebears that a lot of people don't get a chance to do because they haven't had that advantage, if you will. So Ancestral Numbers, it's actually Ancestral Numbers 1. There's a second one, Ancestral Numbers 2, which is coming out in October. And but this features a quartet with trombonist Michael Dessen, pianist Joshua White, bassist Drew Gress, and drummer Chess Smith. I'm going to play two tracks from Ancestral Numbers. The first one is an alternate of the title track, Ancestral Numbers, and the second track is called Wattensaw. Here is saxophonist Jason Robinson from Ancestral Numbers 1, Ancestral Numbers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ancestral Numbers with saxophonist Jason Robinson, a tribute to his family. And I don't think he's playing the music that they grew up with, but he is certainly referencing them in his very up-to-date contemporary adventurous music in the jazz sense. Ancestral Numbers 1, meaning that there is going to be an Ancestral Numbers 2 coming out in October. Neat stuff. Very, very solid contemporary jazz there. And we're sneaking up on the 12:30 mark. Not quite, 12:28. A little over half an hour left in our show today, so I will just continue. Next up is a Canadian band. This album is actually came out a couple of years ago. But it too, I have so many albums that are favorites, and one often, if I play one that's 2 or 3 years old, it triggers something else, and then I grab another one that's 2 or 3 years old that I haven't played for a while, and that's the way this morning worked. This album came out a few years ago, and it is from the band called Toontown out of the GTA. Led by Ernesto Cervini on drums and percussion, and on this album he actually plays bass clarinet now and then. And I've talked to Ernesto about his multi-instrument abilities, and he mentioned that he had, a piano degree from the Royal Conservatory in Toronto. So he clearly is comfortable not just behind that drum set. Anyhow, one of his bands, he has two or three that he fronts, is Toontown. And along with Ernesto is Kelly Jefferson on tenor and soprano, Artie Roth on bass, and Ernesto on drums. So this trio is a very good album. It's called Entering Utopia, which sounds like a plan, although a bit of a dream maybe, but nonetheless, Entering Utopia here with Toontown. I'm going to play a small set. A couple of the tracks are sort of segues between longer tracks that only go a few seconds. So here from Toontown is a set that starts with Cheryl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Blue Gardenia was the name of that last track by Toontown, a trio that usually has Ernesto Cervini playing drums, but he was playing bass clarinet on that last track from the album called Entering Utopia. And I'm about to leave Utopia here, I guess, because it's about time for me to say so long for today. But I will take us all out with guitarist Bill Frisell and his latest release, I think his latest release, called Orchestras, which was recorded with a trio, with himself and with Thomas Morgan on bass and Rudy Royston on drums, that features either the Brussels Philharmonic Orchestra or the Umbria Jazz Orchestra. And they sort of alternate through here, but it all is large ensemble of various kinds, with some really cool writing arranged by Michael Gibbs, inspired concert hall engagements and arrangements with Michael Gibbs, who is an acclaimed arranger composer, basically out of Britain, but performing everywhere that the jazz world takes you. Anyhow, that will take me to the end of the show. A couple of tracks there from the Orchestras album by Bill Frisell. The first track is called Electricity, and the second one is called Sweet Rain, if we get that far. I want to say goodbye. My name is Keith Black, and as always, it has been a privilege for me to be able to share my music with you for the last 3 hours here at CKUW. And all being well, I'll be back next week to do it again with another 3 hours from all over the place. Thanks for tuning in today. I hope that your week and your July and your summer generally is going well. The weather can be a little adventurous from time to time. You never know from hour to hour practically what's happening this summer. It can go up and down and around and about and wet and dry and all in 1 hour. But so look after yourselves, dress accordingly or not, as you wish, and come back next week when I'll be here to take you through some more of the current world of jazz. Thanks for tuning in today. I'll see you next time. Here is Bill Frisell on guitar and his trio with a couple of European orchestras to take us to the hour. Bye for now. Mm-hmm.